for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Bill Handel. Now, regarding the shooting that took place outside of Milwaukee, and it was in, as you know, in a Sikh temple yesterday, in the middle of their service. Actually, it was after their service, just as they were, actually it was in the middle of their service. And then afterwards, there is a feast, if you will. They do this on a regular basis where they cook and the community members are invited. So it's about Sikhism. And the guy who came in and shot the place up and killed six people may very well have, and I think that's a general consensus, although we'll never actually know. Maybe we will, and the Facebook page comes out or emails. And he mixed up the Sikh religion with Islam. And you can see why at first glance, if someone doesn't actually study it or look into it or go a quarter inch below the surface. And that is, the Sikhs wear turbans, they have beards, and it is easy to somehow confuse the two. Well, in fact, they couldn't be more different than Islam. The Sikh religion, first of all, comes out of India. And it was founded by a guy named Guru Nanak, a non-practicing Hindu, against rituals, against praying to idols. And what the basic premise is you serve God, you work hard, and you never beg. And it's big. It's the world's fifth most popular religion. And the other thing that's very important about the Sikh religion, and that is everyone is the same. There is no distinction. There is no caste system, which, as you know, in India, that's the entire basis of Indian culture, or used to be. Far less now, and that is the caste system. If you were at the bottom rung, you were at the bottom rung, and you will stay at the bottom rung. And if you're the top, the Brahmins, I think is the name for the top folks, you stay there, and you inherit it effectively. And here's what the Sikhs believe in 100%. Freedom of religion. How different is that than Islam? Community service and inclusiveness. You have to, or the Sikh religion is all about including everybody of any religion. And doing good deeds is important because that's how a believer or even a non-believer goes to be with God after death. And the belief is, and they do believe in reincarnation, that if you don't live a life full of good deeds, you will be reborn and repeat the circle of life and death. And the point of this is you don't want to do that. What you want to do is go to heaven and sit next to God or wherever the seat is or whatever that community is. Now, the Sikhs don't have a particular day of worship, which the Muslims do. And that coincides with Judaism, incidentally. It's Friday night to Saturday night. Now, the reason Sunday happens to be a popular day is simply because most people are off work. It's just easier to have a religious day on a Sunday than it is a Monday or a Tuesday. And at a typical place of worship called a Gurdwara, God, I love the background search on this because, after reading this, I'm going to know a whole lot more, as hopefully you will. The doors open up at 6 a.m. for prayers. And then there is a formal service, includes singing of hymns, a lot like we do, and a team of leaders who have studied the faith. Now, again, a team of leaders. These are not holy men. You have a direct connection to God. It's a lot like Judaism and Buddhism. There's no one really in the way of your relationship with God. And then leaders who study the faith recite from the holy scriptures. The Guru Granth Sahib, 1,400 pages long, that's a lot of reading, including writings from the 10 gurus, as well as writers from other religions. They actually put in other religions. Now, here is where the confusion lies. Most Sikh men don't cut their hair, and they wear their turbans and beards. And I have known Sikhs. I went to school, actually, up in Canada with one of them. Not only do they not cut their hair, they don't cut their beards! And they sort of wrap all of this up and throw it under the turbans. Very interesting thing. If you've ever seen an adult or an older Sikh man who has unraveled his hair, for example, to shampoo it, it goes back 20 feet. Most American Sikh women dress like other Westerners or wear the long flowing robe and pants in white called the salwar kameez. If you ever get asked that on Jeopardy, you'll absolutely know. And they're loose-fitting pants, so they don't wear the real tight ones. So you never know what kind of figure the women have underneath that flowing robe. Although easier to tell than certainly a burqa. And a major difference is that men and women, as I said, are absolutely equal. Where in Islam, well, you know how women are treated in Islam. They're just not the same. And there's no such thing as infidels, and there's no such thing as pushing the religion on to other folks. You're either an infidel or you're a believer in it.